Sisters of the Road on 6th and Davis from 5 to 7 p.m. Cool. And we can continue our discussion there. If you want to hear more, come on out and join us.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Right to Survive Radio. It was great for being here.
Thank you for being our guest tonight. And thank you, audience, for tuning in to Right to Survive. Please join us again, and remember, be kind.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 7 o'clock.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certifications requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, unless otherwise noted. The events committee meets the third Thursday of each month at 6 p.m. Please call 503-231-8032 to verify if a meeting is being held.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast provided by Angel's Donuts and Ice Cream, located on 2805 Northeast Alberta Street in Portland, serving donuts and ice cream every day. Lunch provided by Paradox Cafe at 3439 Southeast Belmont Street. Open for breakfast and lunch every day, serving organic burgers, breakfast, and brunch, and more. Dinner provided by Thai Peacock, located in downtown Portland at 219 Southwest 9th Avenue. Serving Thai comfort food, Thai Peacock is open daily for lunch and dinner. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
This a rolling, not a stopwatch. Don't ever stop. This the flow that got the block hot. Got super hot. Ay. Give me my respect. Give me my respect. I just took it left like on ambidex. I moved through London with the Euro steps. Got a sneaker deal and I ain't break a sweat. Catch me cause I'm gone. Out of there, I'm gone. High, go from 6 to 23 like I'm LeBron. Serving up a pack. Serving up a pack. Pulling gimmicks cause they scared to rap. Ay. Funny how they shook. Ay. Got them shook. Pulling back the curtain by myself, take a look. Ay. I'm a bar spitter. I'm a hard hitter. Yeah, I'm light skinned, but I'm still a dark. I'm a wig splitter. I'm a tall figure. I'm an unforgiving wild dog. Something wrong with them. Got them all bitter. I'm a bill printer. I'm a grave digger. Yeah, I am what I am. I don't have no time for no misunderstandings again. This a rollie, not a stopwatch. Don't ever stop. Took the business and ran it for me. I let Ollie take the aisle, told him brand it for me. I get 2 million a pop and that stand it for me. Like I went blind, dog, you gotta hand it to me. Gotta give me that, dog. Prayed, then I prayed again. Amen, Lord. Had a moment, but it came and went. They don't love you no more. Y'all don't wanna play with him, no, no, no. There'll be morning, you like 8 a.m. R.I.P. Pinky ring till I get a wedding ring.
try me, but I'm resilient, for real. I can't go in public like civilian, for real. And I hardly take offense. Money for revenge, man, that's hardly an expense. I'll hem and checks off of all of my events. I like all the profit, man, I hardly do percents. A big part of me resents that I knew from when I started in it. They see what I got, and man, it's hard to be content.
Yo, yo, yo. What up?
Who that? Who that?
This is your boy Jalen. He's taking over the episode this week again.
Uh-oh.
Of Combined Culture Radio.
Super ultra extra.
Yep. We got Anthony in the studio.
What's good, y'all?
One of the veterans. And we got a new guest today, Amantha Hood.
Hola.
Yeah, put your government name out there. They're going to find you.
Yeah, that was a lot.
Hey, Hood, what's good?
First and last.
Yeah. And then we got Victor, who is currently not here, but he's on the way. Mm. You know, sir, late a lot. He's going to be rolling through. But that was Nonstop that you heard there from Drake, right there off his new album Scorpion. Speaking of Nonstop, you know, there's a lot of thirsty people out here Nonstop, you know.
Out here
trying to get in these
rainy
streets,
days, you know? Thirst comes out.
Yeah, so that brings us
comes out.
That brings us to our first topic of the day. We wanted to talk about Tinder, people. You know, it's an interesting topic that we haven't really touched on. We don't really touch on dating in general on the show.
That's Tevin's fault.
I think, yeah. And
Tevin, if you're listening, it's your fault.
It's your fault. We've talked about it a couple of times. I think they mentioned something about like healthy relationships a couple episodes ago.
Yeah.
But let's talk
this
about
this.
This
is the this. Opposite.
It might be the opposite. No, I've actually heard success stories out of apps like Tinder and Bumble.
My brother, he dated his girlfriend. I mean, he found his girlfriend on Bumble.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
See, okay.
She made the first move.
And see, I feel like that's where most of the relationships can come out of is Bumble,
because really?
Just because the general setup of it, you know.
Yeah.
Versus Tinder, from what I've gotten, I've never really seriously used any of the apps. I made a few like spoof profiles just for fun. Yeah.
I didn't even know you could do that.
That's it. You just make a profile and it's you. But
isn't your Tinder connected to Facebook?
Yeah, but like I just make the bio and everything weird. And
you gotta
like,
just put a really thirsty, yeah, you know, like, thirst trap photo.
My bio is hilarious, and like I get the weirdest pictures to put on there. And then,
oh
like,
wow!
Just
so you're the people that like scare me away from Tinder.
No, I bet not.
He doesn't write the messages. He just swipes left and right.
I'm not doing nothing out here to hurt nobody.
Okay.
I'm just out here just trying to make the world laugh. Okay. Like I'll just post funny stuff on my profile with people just be like, hi. That dude's kind of funny.
Yeah.
But that's
so
the only way I've used it. Tell
I've
me.
Been trying to use Tinder every okay. now and then okay. just to, you know, see what's out there in Portland.
Yeah. Not
and
much.
It only lasts for like a good 48 hours because okay. something weird always happens.
Okay.
Just a lot of creeps out there. Okay. Biggest pet peeve.
Okay.
Men taking pictures with their dogs. Like, not
what's
just
wrong
one
with
picture.
That?
Okay. Not just like your dog.
Small dog
does not
or big dog?
Just dogs in general.
Listen, everybody knows if you walk in the cute dog in the park, all the ladies gonna stop and be like, "Yo, dog's so cute."
Not I. Okay, because look, first of all, unsanitary. Some people are taking pictures of their dogs in their beds and stuff. Some people are like letting the dogs lick their faces. Some people have more pictures of their dogs than themselves. Like, what does that say about you? I don't want to date your dog. Or is that a sign?
Well, maybe, I mean, that's not the person for you. You know, that's a swipe left for you.
Okay, a lot of Portland people are about their dogs. And then a lot of Portland people are obviously about beer. So that's a big one I've noticed, too, is like people, yeah. you know, beer enthusiasts.
Beer
which
and
is interesting.
Dogs.
And those are two things I'm not into. So I guess it's quick and easy for me, you know, to find out.
What is the most disturbing or funniest message someone has sent you?
Yeah.
That you can share over FCC airwaves.
Yeah. let's see. Some guys like write like poetic stuff to like try
Whoa.
To grab your attention.
Like rhyming?
They yeah.
rhyme? Whoa.
They hit you
I've
with
had
a
rhymers.
Haiku.
I've also Yo. Had like.
I like that. Ideas, man.
Oh my gosh. what else? Or guys will comment on a very specific picture and be very detailed to the point where I'm like, I didn't even notice that.
Dang.
Yeah.
Reading too much into it.
Yeah.
So what is your biggest complaint? Like, what pushes you away from I'm just curious from the girl's perspective, what is really turning you off of it?
Okay, well, first of all, I have to wrap my head around the fact that it's like getting to know somebody virtually, which automatically turns me off. It's just like, what if we really got serious? Then how are we going to tell people like how we met? Oh, we met on Tinder. I would make up a story with that person.
Well, I feel like it's so normalized now.
It's just pretty normalized
it's
now.
Just like with social media, that's how so many people meet nowadays. So it's like now, like I feel like Tinder is considered like an old thing.
Almost
now,
at this point,
you know, because like now people meeting over Twitter and Instagram.
True.
Not even like Facebook anymore, or anything like that. You know, it's like. Yeah. Yeah. Slide into DMs and
you just gotta
fall in love.
So like it started in the DM.
Right. So down in the DMs. And like, you know, in like 20 years it'll probably be something even more advanced than this. Like I watch Black Mirror. So like see it like that one dating episode in this most recent season. And how they just randomly pair you up until it's like it's a compatible match. It's like a system, and it's like randomized with time. And it was like they could put you with somebody, and you guys may mesh very well, but you only get to spend 2 weeks together.
Wait, what? Why?
But then there was like one couple didn't mesh at all. They had to spend like 3 years together. Yeah,
why?
And it
sounds terrible.
That was just like that. The dating.
That's
like,
how it
system.
Set you up. It was
yeah,
like,
that's
but
how
like,
it set you
why
up.
Do you have to stay? Like, what happens if you don't? Do you get killed or something? Like, what is it?
You know what? That's a good. I might have to watch that episode again.
This there, is the there newest was, season.
Like, I don't.
This was like the newest season.
I need to
there
watch.
Was like a. I yeah, forgot. There was they.
Black
they
Mirror be having some real just mind benders, man. Like,
and I was stressed.
They really be. Was, yeah, no, seriously, they will. They will because it's something that's so like. It's not necessarily possible today, but you see it as like very
it could,
like
it
yeah. possible. Like this,
it can
this
happen.
Could be a thing. Like
right, yeah. There was some type of like consequence if you were to leave, though.
Yeah,
because they had to stay in
had
this
to
house.
Be. Had to be.
I can't remember what it was, but yeah, watch it. It was in the most recent season.
Mm.
Scary. Hmm. So yeah, like I said, it's more normalized now.
Anyways, yeah, yeah, back to the topic, man. You going to Black Mirror, man. That's a black hole. You might not get
that was a little bit of purge action going on there, man.
Yeah. Talk about Black Mirror
all day.
If
but yeah,
you guys
yeah.
had a couple tips for girls that you see on Tinder, what would it be?
Listen, let me talk about my Tinder experience real quick. Okay, because like I mean I said I've made it jokingly before, right? And like I can't like me, I just can't take it serious because like it's not a matter of like And when I say can't take it serious, don't take offense to that, anyone who does. Because, like, for me, it's I'm challenged at creating or, like, starting a relationship with someone over...
Virtually.
Just, not even virtual, just over text. Like, I have to be able to see your face and your body language. That's how I conversate with people. That's how I read their body language and how I, you know, respond accordingly to them. Like, if I'm just going off a text message, like, I'm the worst texter and everyone knows it. Like,
you and me both.
I can't. I cannot do it. And it's probably like I always tell people it's probably why like I've never really been in a serious relationship because I can't do it. Like I've tried before. I just can't keep up with like I get tired of texting, looking at my phone, having to look at it every 10 seconds. Like it's just exhausting to me. I can't do it.
The thing is through like a message, like one big thing is like I never know how my humor is getting across.
That's so yeah, that's the fact.
I could say something that's like super joking or super serious, but I don't know how someone's receiving it from the other side of that keyboard. So
exactly,
you know that's always such a
I
gray
overthink
area.
It so much. Like I'm just like, man, should I just hit him with the basic? Hey, what's up? How you
know,
doing?
One
like,
smiley,
you don't
two
know,
smiley.
You don't like as a dude
colon comma.
That's the thing is like it's always like it when it comes to stuff like that. I always overthink. I'm like I don't even know how to approach this person like virtually because like what's your recommended take, Amantha? Like how do you prefer a dude to slide in your DMs or any type of form of social media?
Oh, well,
on Tinder if you match.
In DMs, I like when they're responding to something that I post. Like if I have something on my story that like intrigued them somehow.
Okay, yeah.
You know, it shows that they have interest or that they're
that
already...
might have been the best thing that happened for Instagram is like able to add stories. Cause
yeah.
It's
like acknowledging your personality
yeah.
or like
yeah,
something
or we actually
more
will get
distinct
along
like about you, not just like.
But Tinder, I think I like when people approach as a friend on Tinder because it's like more of I need somebody to hang out with, and I think Tinder is definitely known for hooking up, so I think it just makes it more comfortable if guys are like, hey, what's up, like what do you do for fun, do you want to go on a hike or something.
Very Portland of you. So if I just move to Portland, I swiped right, you swiped right, we met each other. Mm-hmm. And if I was like, yo, I just moved up, want to get to know you, and I know you like this, I like this too, mm-hmm. that would be a case in which you're like, all right, like,
yeah,
we'll give
yeah.
it a try.
Yeah, nice. But like, I just showed Jalen a picture. Like, some people's approaches are just ridiculous. So
90% of those
are. But like, it's straight up, like, oh, people are just way too aggressive. And like, yeah. like I saw, like, they were like, people are about like trying to extort some type of money out of you, like trying to, they're yeah. always trying to find something. Like, but speaking of extorting money out of people,
cash money.
I'm kidding, this is no extortion. This is a membership drive we're talking about here. And we at KBOO, you know, we this hold is it like down. The best. I'm gonna let Dell take this over for
this
y'all.
Is the best. Go ahead, transition, Jalen. Thank you so much, folks. We are here to get your money indeed. 877-500-5266 is the number to call to show your love, your support for Combined Culture Radio, for KBOO, your community radio station. If you are really excited about getting the kinds of insight that you are getting tonight, so that we can all find out about why online dating is so complicated for all of us, then please show your love and thank by giving us a call and becoming a member. Become a part of this community. This is your community radio station, and we need your participation right now. 877-500-5266 is the number to call to support your community radio station. This is not the kind of content that has been, you know, really polished. This is actually real insight into people's lives. And we as community members are choosing to be vulnerable on the air and to share those insights with you all listeners, because we believe, you know, we need to be in communication. We need to be in dialogue. We need to be able to model to each other how do we have these conversations in those hard times when some of us are unable to talk to each other. This is what KBOO provides. It provides a platform where we get to exchange and we get to dialogue. 877-500-5266 is the number to call for you to enter this dialogue. This is participatory media, and you have a role to play. We cannot do it on our own. In fact, we have not been doing it on our own. You have been doing it, listener, because KBOO is an independent media resource. We are owned by only you, the listener. All of us collectively own this radio station. These are our airwaves. We need to climb them and keep them going so we can continue to amplify the voices that matters, the voices of the people that don't end up on mainstream media. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. You can also go online to kboo.fm and make your donation this way. And or if you have a smartphone and you have the KBOO app, well, if you don't have it, do download it. It's available on all smartphones. And then click the donate button on there. You can also look for Combined Culture Radio on demand. You can listen to all past episodes on the mobile app. You can also do so on kboo.fm. You can make your donation there as well. But hey, if you would like to meet us, folks, and you want to get out of the rain, it's been raining tonight pretty hard, you could come and meet us here at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. We're located at in the between Burnside and Ankeny. We would love to meet you and find out more about you and why you are a part of this community radio station. 877-500-5266 is the number if the phone call is really the way that you would like to go. KBOO.fm. Folks, we have a lot of way that we can thank you and give you a token of our appreciation, from t-shirts to beanies to hoodies with KBOO logos. We have it all, and this is just the perfect kind of weather for a KBOO hoodie. For your donation of $300 right now, which would really, really support Combined Culture Radio, we would love to then send you a hoodie, KBOO hoodie, as a token of our appreciation. And that $300 can come out of your account for $25 every month. It doesn't have to come out at all tonight. So give us a call right now and talk to our volunteers about how you would like to make it happen and how we can ship this hoodie to you tonight. 877-500-5266.
5266 is the number to call. KBOO.FM is also a way that you can donate, or again, the mobile app and coming to see us here in person. Folks, these are your airwaves. This is your community radio station. It's time that you become a part of this participatory media. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. And back to Combined Culture Radio.
Yeah, Dell said that way better than I did. What a kid. Yeah. Speaking of that rain session, it's pretty rainy out there. So make sure, try to get that hoodie. That K-Boo hoodie is pretty fly. I need to get one for myself, honestly. But yeah, we done with the Tinder topic. We're going to swipe left on that one. See what I did there? I was kind of fly. Hey.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's see. We're going to go on and talk about, I wanted to talk about Miss Serena Williams.
Uh-oh. Ooh.
Yeah. I saw, I didn't even watch the match. I was mad at myself because my mom actually told me to go and record it too. But I was so tired, y'all. I just, I had to go to bed instead. But I heard about it when I woke up from my nap.
It was midday.
No, I took a nap. Okay. I woke up really early that morning for no good reason. And I went to breakfast with my sister. That wasn't planned. I just happened to wake up. And she was like, you want breakfast? I was like, yeah.
You got the itis.
Took a little nap. But I heard about it. And it was crazy. I guess, Victor, you probably know more details on this. You're a sports guy. You want to explain it before I butcher it? Okay, you're looking like you don't know.
You probably know
more than me. Just go.
I do know what happened. I don't even know where to start. Right. There was so much that happened in that match, honestly.
Start with game two.
So with game two. There you go, set two. Honestly, I mess it up all the time. All I know is, match. That's all you need to know. So it started with,
So
you gotta explain it.
It was,
I know, leading to it.
Check.
Okay. I think Victor's mic went out. Here, Victor, hop on my mic, bro.
Anthony, explain it, though.
Someone hop on the mic. We need some explanation.
So when originally when they accused her of talking to her coach, I think that really is when we're watching it, that's what she got really upset about, obviously, and just kind of talked about. I mean, I could tell she was emotional when she brought up her kid. She was like, "I have a baby," and it was like, "What does that have to do with the match?" But it just shows she was upset.
Am I back?
Yeah.
I'm back. Don't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, it's good. I think that was one part that obviously upset her the most because it was like.
I mean, pretty much what I saw from it, right, was I heard that she got called out by the ref for communicating with her coach, which you're not supposed to do in tennis.
Right.
In the match.
Which makes absolutely no sense. Coaches are supposed to coach. That's their job.
But
to
not
coach.
In tennis.
Yeah. But not in tennis, because that's not against the British rules.
Not in tennis, yeah. But, yeah, weird. So, I mean, I didn't see. Did she?
No. So,
what happened?
The coach, he did admit that he did like a gesture, but Serena didn't even see it. So, for one, the umpire did see him doing the gestures, but
she didn't respond if there was a gesture.
Was she just not looking or something?
She wasn't even looking the direction at the time. So he called her over. He's like, "You're getting a penalty, a point penalty for having your coaches coach you." And she's like, "Yo, what are you talking about? Like, I'm playing the game. Like, she's like, I'd rather lose. Like that's what I'm doing."
Mm-hmm.
And she couldn't let that go because she's like, "Wow, this."
She just felt disrespected.
Yeah, she's like, "How are you gonna do that to me?" And she escalated, right? Serena is an emotional player. We're all emotional. She's like, "Look, I'm like, let's go." Ended up breaking a racket, right? He's like, "Yo, that's a bigger penalty for breaking your racket." And he kept talking.
It's pretty hard to break a racket, I feel like.
But she's strong, bro. She's strong. She'd be serving as hard as the guys. I was watching how hard her and Osaka were serving. It was like
100 miles per hour.
115.
Yeah.
The guys served like 120. I was like, mm-hmm. man.
That just shows how mad she was, too, like, to break your rack. Like, anyways, so go ahead.
Yeah, so broke the racket, kept talking to him. She was like, man, you're a thief. Mm-hmm. And this guy is probably just like, damn, like, I've never had a woman talk to me like this before. So mm-hmm. he hits her with a whole game ban. So it's like, in tennis, like, 6 games to win a set. Like, and it was back and forth. It was like 3-3 at the time, I mm-hmm. believe. So it was all tied. That game ban puts Osaka up 4-3. They had the judges come out. They were going back and forth. She's like, how are you going to do this to me? You would never do this to the likes of Roger Federer or Nadal or all these things. So it was definitely a lot of back and forth. And there's people on both sides of the argument. Some saying, yo, Serena went out of line. Some people say, yo, that would never happen to a top men's player. So I want to know what y'all think about that.
I saw actually this video that illustrated that this is just a repeated issue where she gets penalized or whatever it may be in the game for things she doesn't do. Mm-hmm. And so I see where that frustration came from, because honestly, I mean, she's a computer and she definitely cares about winning, but I don't even think it was about that. It was more of a matter of like the consistent disrespect that's come her way in terms of just like mm-hmm. her being accused of doing certain things while on the field and getting called out for certain things that aren't true. Like mm-hmm. I saw one, it was like they called a ball out when like they did the replay and they still called it out, but it was clearly in. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's like stuff like that's going to make you mad as a competitor. And at a certain point, it just feels like it's an attack on you personally, not like as a ref making a bad call if it's happened repeatedly. So
right. And Sports Center, I believe they showed the history of her having some type of discrepancy with the umpire at some point in time. It's happened like 4 times, mm-hmm. Like dating back to like 2003. So like this wasn't anything new. And like you said, it was just, I also feel like it was more so the fact that she felt disrespected, mm-hmm. And not just like, it didn't just stem from the umpire being unfair. It was a lot more than that.
And
you know?
She just got over the controversy of the whole cat suit thing. Like, she's having right. to constantly battle different things with
exactly.
the media.
What was
so,
the cat suit thing?
It was the French Open, yeah. I believe. She yeah. was wearing like an all black suit by Nike, and it was a long sleeve, and then it like went all the way down to her ankles.
It was
and
like
told
a
her
body
she couldn't
suit.
Wear it. Yeah. It was literally like a long body suit, and they're like, you can't wear it. And she was just like, I think her quotes were talking about how she feels like she's a warrior, and it just like makes her feel empowered. Like she likes the suit, and they're like, you can't wear it.
And she Nike specifically made it like because of what she was battling, like her sickness. It helps like the blood flow or something like that. Compression, right.
A super suit.
Right, exactly. So that's why she wore it. It wasn't like a fashion statement.
It was probably like a Kinesio suit or something like that.
Right. Probably.
It was like something out of Black Panther, man.
Yeah, honestly.
It looked cool.
It looked fine. Right. So that's why if you saw Nike's ad, they came out with an ad, what was that, 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago? And they came out with that ad as a statement against the president of the French Open. It was like a counter statement, pretty much. So then that's why the Colin Kaepernick, like that ad followed. So it's like multiple big athletes that are part of the
Nike
brand.
Just coming for heads. I like how they're standing up for the athletes, though.
Mm-hmm. I do, too.
You don't really see that from organizations a lot. Yeah.
What they say, you can take the superwoman out the suit. Like, I can't remember what the ad said, but it was like, you can't take the woman out. It was like one of those things where it was talking about like, yo, like you can remove the suit, but she's still a superwoman.
Right.
It was, yeah. It was, or like maybe it was something about Compton. You can't take the girl out of Compton, or it was something. I know
it was both of those, I think.
It might have been too, yeah.
And that just kind of like represents who she is, though, because despite all these obstacles she's facing, like how many times has she won the American...
The US Open?
US Opens, yeah. Like five times?
I think
so
it was
it's
five.
Like, despite her losing this time, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like all the time, like all of her successes is still like, she's probably going to come back and still, you know.
Yeah, I mean, there's still, I think there's one more Grand Slam in a year.
But she's also just, she's inspiring to me because she's so positive. Like, did you guys watch the
post game?
Yes. Yeah. And like, she still was just like so respectful and like stop booing. Like she won this match at the end of the day. Just, you know.
Yeah, she was like standing right next to Osaka and supporting her, you know.
And Osaka's crying because I couldn't imagine what she feels.
Right.
Yeah. Especially with the crowd like just immediately booing and just like, wow.
Well, I think the reason why I felt bad is like not just because that situation happened. It was like Osaka didn't know any better. That like she was getting ready for the next serve. Like she thought people were booing her. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so even up on the stand, like she didn't know that they were booing the ump because she wasn't watching that whole interaction. She was just getting ready to serve.
Mm-hmm.
So she's up there and she's thinking people are booing her because she beat Serena, because the whole time she knew the crowd was pulling for Serena. Right. So at the end of the day, it's like, man, like to win your first major at 20 is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And like I don't want that to taint like what happened for the match. Like obviously, you know, we all wish it could have gone differently. But at the end of the day, like Serena and Osaka, they both played amazing matches. But, you know, you want Serena to she's just a really classy person. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, like it wasn't about the winning or the losing. It was the principle for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I definitely appreciate the emotion that she's brought to the sport as well. I mean, I've never watched tennis that much anyway. But and I know players do tend to get emotional when they get mad.
Like, definitely.
But it's more of like it's a different conviction for it. You know, it's not like petty, like, you know, like having a sissy fit or anything like that.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all.
It's and it's I got good energy from like what she was.
Her character is always on point in my opinion, because I mean, like, I remember back in the day when people were comparing her to Man and just like talking about her body and stuff, and she's always like she's always responded with a classy manner, you know, like
definitely
talked about, I'm an athlete, like this is what I look like, you know. And so I mean, just for me growing up, it's always been like watching her, she's always just been an inspiration.
Right.
So
yeah, I wish it didn't have to end that way. Like imagine beating your idol.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, I was just thinking like, about that, bro.
Yeah,
like,
and you're still
you're half this happy, is like, but not really.
This is like one of those sports where like I feel like that's more intense than any other sport. Cause like if you're playing a team sport and you beat your idol, like let's say your idol's LeBron James, but you beat him, but like you beat his team. Like,
right.
You
that's know, different.
It's different. But if you go, you step into the ring or table,
court.
I almost said table tennis.
Said table.
Wow.
Dang. Goodness. But like, no, like whatever your arena you're in, like where it's 1v1, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And, and like it's the person you grew up idolizing, and like the probably like you probably say that Serena might have been the one who got her into tennis. Like Serena's been around for a while. Like she's been she's been hitting them rackets for a minute now. Like and then to go in there and then beat them, like that'd have to be a crazy feeling, like face to face.
But then it's like at 20, and then you don't get the full satisfaction of beating her. But she did beat her earlier.
All the headlines be talking about, you know, the controversy, not about her performance.
Exactly.
Which is the sad
They're
part.
Not talking about
And she that. Played
She's
amazing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like she has one of the best serves in the game next to Serena, you know, and she's still so young.
I think they need to do an underground rematch.
No, I was literally thinking
no television, no fans, just them two.
Oh my God.
What'd you do if you just walk past Peninsula? You just saw both of them going at it, Peninsula Park. You're like, what? It's like 3 a.m. You're like, what is that?
Is that who I think it is?
Is that Serena?
Yeah. No, that does suck. And then I hate the any type of media or like publication that came out afterwards and made Serena look like the angry black woman, like put her in that stereotype because that wasn't really the case. But it was like, oh, we have the opportunity, let's jump on it.
Did you see the one from the
Australian cartoon?
Yeah, the Australian cartoonist. It was
stupid.
Bad.
Terrible.
They even made I can't say her name. I'm
Osaka.
Kidding. Osaka have blonde hair and like white complexion, and then and like tiny, and Serena was like triple the size and like stomping on something. It was like
I think she was stomping on a racket or something like that.
It was terrible. They took that way too far.
She's like the big angry bear.
That's disrespectful. Yeah. So it's like,
but what I want to do since Michaela's not here, let's compare this to the whole Nikki thing, because like Nikki is called an angry black woman. Draw for me, Victor, the difference for you between these two scenarios, because I know I think we all know, but like go ahead. Well, you got 2.5 minutes, go.
Okay, with this situation, I think what makes Serena look less of the angry black woman, why she doesn't fit that stereotype, is because like what we talked about, like her class. Okay. And her character, she's more respected than Nicki Minaj. You know, Nicki Minaj had the way she's gone about things within the past couple of months has been completely left, and have been not really out of character because she's always been like this, but it's been more so
flagrant.
Yes, and to an extent that it, she doesn't need to go down that road to mm-hmm. to prove the point that she's been trying to make. So I think that's, as far as comparisons go, I think that's that what the draws the line between like those two in their respective fields.
Nikki's sure. been known for not being a woman's woman. Serena's been known for being a woman's woman. Like
mm-hmm. exactly,
they're like polar opposite. Honestly, right.
honestly, yeah. And I mean, like Nikki will put on the facade that she is like the woman's woman, and like you know try to vouch for women's rights or more women in the industry getting yeah, their power and everything yeah. like that. But then
it's all for publicity.
Exactly, and then she'll go on her radio show and then talk bad about those people yeah. and use her platform for the wrong reason. So
true. Well, we've given her enough attention on this show.
We have. Like,
I just had to bring that up because I know, like, you know, we went pretty hard on Nikki. But anyways, we're going to transition it into this membership drive. Del, you let you take it away.
Thank you, Jalen. You're listening to Combat Culture Radio. This is KBOO Portland, your community radio station. And we are indeed in our full membership drive, which means it is time for you to call us and or go online or on your mobile phone and pledge your support, show your support, your love for KBOO by sharing some of your financial wealth. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. Again, online is KBOO.fm or on your mobile phone. You can look for the KBOO app or you can come meet us. We're going to be here. We are a 24/7 radio, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. That's where we're located. This is where we've been. 35 years is in this building, but this is 50 years of radio in the making. This is a participatory media experience that has been going on for 50 years. With your participation, it is absolutely crucial and needed. 877-500-5266 is the number you can call right now to talk to our volunteers and let them know how you would like to support KBOO, how you would like to support Combined Culture Radio, and the kind of authentic conversations that we get to have here on the airwaves. Thanks to you. You make it happen when you make your donation to KBOO. This is our airwaves. We need to claim them. We absolutely need to take those over so that we can amplify the voices that matter to us. The rest of the media is amplifying the same voice again and again and again, and you know exactly which voice I'm talking about, and we are all tired of it. That's probably is why you tune into KBOO right now. So please become a part of this media, independent media. We are independent because all of us listeners are actually contributing financially towards KBOO happening. This is why you get the kind of messaging that you get on here. This is why you get community members being trained for free to become journalists, to become radio personalities, to have those conversations on the air for your listening experience, for increasing the dialogue that is so vital for us to have together so that we can continue to strive building a better society for all of us. This is what KBOO has been doing here for 50 years. This is our mission. This is our vision. You are a part of it. 877-500-5266. Again, 877-500-5266. Go online to kboo.fm to show your support that way, or on our mobile app. Find the app and donate through the mobile app. You can also find on demand all of our shows on this app, which is really awesome because at your fingertip, you get all of the best of KBOO. And when you become a member right now, when you call right now, 877-500-5266, you will be entered for a chance to win. And the prize today is a $200 gift certificate to the Rebuilding Center. So if you have any project in the making and you're like, I'm missing a little bit of supplies, right now would be a great opportunity. When you become a member, you may get a chance to get this gift certificate and be able to finish your project in no time. You can go to kboo.fm for the rules and the detail of the other prizes, because every day, every other day, we will have new prizes for you. We are wanting you to become a part of this community, and we have all kinds of businesses, all kinds of members, all kinds of supporters that have already pledged their support. 50 years in the making, now it's your time to become a part of it. 877 5 5266 is the number for you to call so that you can show your love, your support. You can become an essential part, a functioning part, a moving part of this collaboration, this experiments in radio making, in community resourcefulness, so that all of us can have access to KBOO. You make it happen with your dollars. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. Again, kboo.fm. Our volunteers are ready to take your call. You will get entered for a chance to win a $200 gift certificate, and we have lots of ways to thank you. Other than that, you can talk to our volunteers directly. 877-500-5266. Folks, this is your community radio station. These are your airwaves. You need to claim them right now. Back to Combine Culture Radio.
Hey, yo, yo, we back. Transitioning from Serena, you know, Victor mentioned earlier how Nike did an ad on her. And then following week, last week, right, was it? Where they dropped mm-hmm. the ad with Kaepernick. Which, like I mentioned earlier, I like seeing Nike back their athletes, because, you know, I feel like there's a lot of, you know, corporations and businesses usually try to stay out of those sticky areas, you know?
About the business.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's all about making money. I feel like Nike's in a position where they could do that. And two, I mean, I'm pretty sure they might have some losses in terms of revenue, possibly, but.
To be fair, they have not. Sales increased 31% online after the Kaepernick ad aired. Dang.
All right. Now that you mentioned that, I think about, because like people probably hopped on there trying to like back it up. Yeah.
Because they thought
I should put it like this: they might lose customers, not necessarily sales. But who cares about that if your money counterbalances out?
Right. And then it's funny because like some publications tried to come out with like some clickbait, talk about, oh, Nike sales are down 2% or whatever. It's like they were already down for the quarter, because that's just how they were. Adidas was down 2% for the quarter too. Yeah. So it's like,
stats can be misleading if you don't know context.
Exactly. Especially,
right? So if you go on your Twitter and you see angry white men burning their shoes and ripping, you know, the swoosh off of their socks saying, "We ain't messing with Nike no more," that's misleading, right? For many reasons than not. First of all, angry white men isn't Nike's target consumer anyway, right? What's going to make media is the stuff that's going to make a story. What's a better story? Something putting shoes on fire, or someone going into a store saying, "I love Kaepernick," right? Mm-hmm. The shoes on fire is going to make a story, right? So that's one thing.
Man, they might just do an ad with some shoes on fire.
Who knows?
That'd be kind of nice.
I'm about to go to Wieden
Kennedy right now. I got a pitch.
Yo, I want 10% of that.
Keep going, man.
Yeah.
Who's this guy standing outside the building talking about, "I got a pitch"?
But one thing that I think is like, look, Nike has always been behind the underdog, right? Nike's whole mantra of what they target their consumer to is like, yo, we're about, you know, the person that was about to give up, the person that didn't have the resources, who came from the hood, who didn't have it, like, yo, just go out there, just do it, right? It's been 30 years celebrating the Just Do It slogan, the Just Do It campaign. And
you got goosebumps, man.
Just talking about it, man. Inspired. Just like, wow, 30 years. But all I'm saying is that, look, they've been doing this for years. This is nothing new. This is a platform that people are now freaking out about because of political this, political that. I get it, right? It makes sense. But at the end of the day, this is who they are as a company. And guess what? Some people may be saying, oh, yeah, they're losing customers. I think they're gaining customers. I think now people who are on the edge about it are like, you know what? Like, someone, like, they're taking a stance. Like, I mess with them. Like, let me go get something. Or people, I even got a friend who hit me up saying, yo, man, I need to get me some more. I'm cleaning out my other stuff. I'm doubling down on their stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I think they obviously knew what they were doing. And it's calculated risk. And these companies are big. They don't make big decisions like that off of a whim. They are carefully thought of. Yeah. They're carefully articulated and planned. Some distractors are also saying, yo, if they were so much about Kaepernick, so much about this issue, how come they didn't do it 2 years ago when he started kneeling? You got to understand, put this in context, like I said, these big marketing campaigns don't get ideated and thought of tomorrow and out the next day.
Public relations,
marketing, communications, legal, right? Like, it takes time to do this. So just because you see in the campaign now doesn't mean they were working on it for the past 2 years. Mm-hmm. Right? When he first started kneeling, they could have started. Nobody knows.
Yeah.
Right? So all I'm saying is, like, when you look at the timing, when you look at the situation, it's about supporting the athlete at the end of the day for doing something that he believes in. Mm-hmm. Not about flag, not about politics. They're supporting someone who which they signed, and that's it.
And honestly, aside from, like, even if they were able to do it right away, I feel like it means more that they do it now. Just because, one, when you first started taking the knee, me personally, I was like, oh, this is, like, I mean, I was about it, but I was like, this probably won't last long. Like, I didn't think people will still be taking knees today, you know, at the start of the NFL season. And then on top of that, like, you just get to see the progression, and for him to come this far off of it and not get picked up by teams and constantly get rejected and take all this criticism. Like, he's, I wouldn't say, like, necessarily a low point, like, I'd say in terms of his football career, low point, right? And they decided to back him. Like, you could barely call him an athlete anymore. Like,
for those of y'all, like, out there who saying he didn't sacrifice nothing, you try playing a sport your whole year, making it to the pinnacle of whatever your career is, making it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
What was that, 2016? 15?
No.
Like 14.
13.
Damn.
Dang, it was way off.
Now I'm getting old. It was way off. I know. Yeah. I forget I graduated college 3 years ago. You know, making it to the highest of the high, and now you can't get a job. It's different if you was a backup and you was just a scrub. Kaepernick was no scrub. Everybody knows that.
He started scrubbing a little bit. But bro, he wasn't super scrub. Like,
you cannot tell me.
He should still be playing.
He's the starter in the league right now based on his skill level. Hands down.
Okay.
Yeah. Hands down.
Yeah, because look at Nathan Peterman on the Bulls. Yeah. Who is that?
Yeah, true.
This man can't even throw a pass 10 yards. Like,
I was just saying, like, he like had that season where they went to Super Bowl. He was nice that season, and then he kind of declined. But regardless, he should have still been in the league. Maybe not in the 49ers, but still should have been in the league. But yeah, it's crazy to see that happen, and like for him to go from that stardom to like, oh, you going to take a knee during our national anthem while our flag is being like, people got really offended. Yeah. And I was actually I was at the chiropractor office earlier today, and I was talking about chiropractor, and he's like, I really just wonder, like, I want to go inside people's minds who are deeply against this taking a knee thing and understand it. And like, I wish I could have someone on the show, but I honestly don't know anyone who openly opposes the kneeling.
I would love to have someone just go back to forth. Not in a sense to say you're wrong, I'm right, you're wrong. Just to hear what that perspective is.
Yeah, yeah. Because I mean,
where did it in the whole realm of ideas and movements, you know, where did it get taken away from the issues? You know, we never talk about the issues. We always talk about the flag. And that's a false narrative. It was never about troops. It was never about that. It was about actually, you know, supporting to know your rights, right? Mm-hmm. The things that he actually gets out into the community and actually does, not says, does, right? Like, where did it get lost? I'm trying to figure out, where did it get
He's
lost?
He's walking it like he talk it.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, in that whole realm.
I was just going to say, in college, I wrote an article when all this stuff just went down. And I remember at the time a couple teachers talking to me, a teacher that I was closer to, more like a
mentor.
Would
you go to school again?
Linfield College.
Let him know.
Rural Oregon. And one of the teachers told me, my professor told me, that people in the athletic department were very offended that I wrote that as an editorial on behalf of the newspaper's voice. And I just kind of like shrugged my shoulders, like, okay, well, whatever. I'm editor-in-chief, you guys hired me, so I'm going to talk about things that I feel like will make the student body interested. And a lot of people were, but when we got to talking more, it was just kind of like they didn't believe that what he was standing for really mattered, and they didn't believe that it was a real issue because it's something that they don't face. So at the end of the day, they just kind of couldn't support it because they don't have to deal with those situations. Mm-hmm. And so they, in the back of their head, they're just like, he looks stupid. And I even remember hearing one of my teachers say, well, maybe if he put that much energy into football, he'd be somewhere. It was like, okay. Like, clearly you're not understanding what's going on. And people even said that, like, show the statistics of black men being shot at a higher rate than white men. And it was like, you go do the research. Like,
right.
I'm not going to sit here and, like, teach you step by step why he's kneeling.
I mean, you probably could find some appalling statistics on that.
Yeah.
But because I'm pretty sure I've heard, I don't know exact numbers, but pretty sure it's at a higher rate than any other race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easily.
I mean, it's crazy to just see stuff going
on. It's on a daily basis.
Yeah, it's crazy to see it go down still today, too, because, I mean, just last week I saw a video of this kid got pulled over with his grandma because they thought he was stealing her car or something like that. He was in the passenger seat, and they're like, they didn't pull over and, like, go to the window. They pulled over, yelled at him, get out the car, hands up, like, guns pointed at him, didn't ask no questions, had him go to the sidewalk and everything.
It was crazy. And that's why it's a complete false narrative when you're comparing police brutality versus, you know, a systemic racial inequality and reasons why, you know, black people are getting involved with other black people. Just like, you know, you guys have been reading recent news, you guys heard about the brother out in Dallas. He was chilling in his own crib. This white officer comes in and shoots him in his own crib, allegedly saying she thought it was her own.
Okay, but I talked about this at lunchtime with my coworkers. Now, these aren't facts that I got from a news article, but I trust my coworkers' words on this. They said apparently she lives in that apartment complex on a different floor, went to the wrong floor, was banging on his door, and then also apparently this isn't facts, that this is dated. Still that they dated.
I saw a picture.
Really?
That they dated.
That's
the plot thickens.
That's
there
what
was
I,
a picture of them together I saw on Facebook.
It was like a couple of years ago. Because he had been living in America since 2011. Yeah. And they had dated at some point in time.
Okay.
But yeah, I heard that. I read that actually today, that they did live in the same complex, but she was on a different floor. And he has a red floor mat in front of his door, and is the only person in that apartment that has a red floor mat in front of their door.
How come nobody is asking? I mean, whether you're drunk, whether you're sober, whether you're whatever.
She has been charged, right?
No, she's
no,
on
she's
trial.
No, she has not.
Oh.
If your key, you hear that? You hear the little keychain dingling? If your key don't work in the door, it's not your door.
Right.
It's that simple.
Why is
nobody talking about the fact that she had no common sense? Like, that's why, like, if there's holes in the story that are that big, you know there's
Something's up.
That's not happening. You know, that's why we have keys and that's why we have doors.
But it's like, just to bring it back, like, it just shows that there's just a common issue with, like, black people's safety with the law enforcement.
Right.
And, like, what are the statistics? 1 in 3 black men will be arrested by the time in their lifespan. That is huge. Like, that's crazy to think about. And then, like, people wonder where that stems from. It's like, okay, well, I mean, if you look into the Constitution, like, there are parts that say, like, you're free unless a criminal. Okay, so let's break that down. Criminalize a black man so that they aren't free. Right.
Who used to be 1/3 of a person.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and like when you say in the Constitution, like, what is the government, right? When you think of a government is like a legitimate use of power, right? That's all it is.
Right.
So it's like, if that's in the Constitution, it's like, okay, cool, whatever.
Digging deep.
Not politics, though.
Digging deep.
And then there's like one more quick thing. Some neighbors had said that they heard her banging on the door saying, "Let me in." So
that's not what you say if it's your own house. You
know? Exactly. So there are multiple witnesses. Especially there's like one that lives directly in front or directly across from where he was.
Yeah. I mean, from what I've heard, is she's on trial right now for manslaughter, which is like incidental murder or something like that, like on accident. Which I think
it's easier for her to get off for manslaughter.
I don't,
than if it was like first degree murder.
I mean, justice needs to be served how justice should
be
served.
And then her bond is like $300,000.
You reverse
like
roles,
bail.
Man. It's that dude's like,
that dude don't see the sun.
He ain't stepping out that apartment.
We don't see sun, but he would not see the sun. One more day in his life.
Man, that's crazy. But we got
Kaepernick real quick.
Kaepernick, bring it back. Yeah,
I just wanted to share this. So Kaepernick, he sold his own jerseys. A part of the Know Your Rights camp. They went on sale yesterday, I believe. They were selling for $175 each.
Oh.
He posted it on Instagram, didn't he?
Yeah, he posted it on his Instagram, on Twitter. They sold out in like 20 minutes.
Big bang.
Who knows how many that he had in like quantity.
Big bang.
But that's $175 per jersey. That's more than an NFL jersey.
That's crazy.
And 20% of that went to the Know Your Rights camp. So
that's what's up.
That's so
all
cool.
Your profits. So talk about like sending it to a good cause. Like, he ain't trying to make his wallet bigger, his pocket bigger. it's going to a good cause. So shout out, man. Shout out.
He doesn't even need the money. He got his football money, and he's getting paid by Nike.
Yeah, I'm like, Nike's
he doesn't need the money. Yeah, it's not about the money.
All right, we head into our last minute here. We didn't have time to get to the topic, but I just want to give a quick RIP to Mac Miller, who passed away last week for a drug overdose.
Rest in paradise, man.
Rest in paradise.
That one really hurt me, bro.
It did. Right.
I couldn't believe when I heard it.
I couldn't either.
Yeah.
I texted a few friends, like, are you doing okay? Because I know we really liked him in high school.
Like, yeah, normally celebrity deaths don't really, like, affect me emotionally that much.
It hurt.
But I was legit sad for, like, 3 days. And there were a lot of really good articles that were written out there, but I just couldn't come to read them.
I couldn't, man. He was, anyways, I mean, if you know anyone in your personal life who's struggling with drug issues or drug use or any type of addictive uses, man, try to help them out. Hand them a, give them a lending hand, you know.
Show them some love.
And, you know, it's a complicated issue. No one really has it figured out yet, but, you know, showing a little love will never hurt. But on that note, I'm going to let Dell transition this out. Playing some Mac Miller on the way out. Y'all have a good night.
Shame on you. Everything's strange. That's just a game. Everybody tripping. Throwing it away. We was getting lifted. Now we getting paid. I paid the cost to see apostrophes. That means it's mine. Keep to myself, taking my time down the line. Always in this with my eyes closed, missing all the signs. Turn the ignition, I'm driven and sitting pretty. Listening to Whitney and whipping it through the city. Man on a mission, figure it out. Putting way too much on my shoulders, please hold me down. I keep my head above the water. My eyes getting bigger, so the world is getting smaller. I be getting richer, but that only made me crazy. Mama told me I was different even when I was.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. Come By Culture Radio just ended, and this is our fall membership drive. I'm Dell, and I'm here to ask you to call right now. This number, 877-500-5266. This is the number that you would call right now to show your love, your support, your appreciation for your community radio station. 877-500-5266. These are your airwaves. It's a community experience 50 years in the making. This is yours. It belongs to you, and you need right now to claim it at 877-500-5266. Or you can also go online to kboo.fm and donate right there. You also, if you have a smartphone, you could download our mobile app. Hopefully you already have it on there, so you can access all of our shows on demand and make your donation this way through your mobile phone. You can also come and meet us here at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. We are right here in Portland, Southeast, right in between Burnside and Ankeny, and we would love to be able to meet you, be in community with you. This is what we do here at KBOO. We are community builders. 877-500-5266. And folks, you are a part of this community. We are a participatory community. All of us have a part to play, from the DJs that are playing the music and that are doing the research to find all the artists that are a part of a specific genre, that are local, that are from everywhere in the world. Our diversity of music is really, really huge. And all of this comes to you because you are contributing to KBOO. 877-500-5266. But part of our community are also Combined Culture Radio hosts that you just listened to, modeling for us how to have those hard conversations, how to talk to each other about the things that matter to us and the things that disturb us a lot also. 877-500-5266, kboo.fm. Folks, you are a part of this community, and the role that you have to play is sharing your financial wealth, your financial support. As I say, all of us have a small part to play in it, and this is when you come in. You are listening. You have been listening. You've been enjoying, and you've been using a lot of the information that you get through KBOO to better your life, to make better decisions about how to live your life, how to interact with others. Again, these are your airwaves, and we use them to amplify your voice, to amplify the voices that matter to you, to amplify amplify the voices of our fellow community members, not the voices that we hear all over the media, everywhere. Those voices, we are done with them. We are wanting to hear the voices of the people, who are the people working on the ground to make life happen. This is us. This is you. We make it happen. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. Again, 877-500-5266 or kboo.fm. The mobile app is also a way to donate, or coming down to see us at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. Of course, you can always send a check in the mail also to that same address. It doesn't really matter how much you donate or how you donate. What really matters is that you do donate and that you do show your love and contribution. If you have $5 a month to spare and give to KBOO, I challenge you right now to call us and pledge that $5 a month. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. This is your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
KBOO hosts a monthly film series at the Clinton Street Theater called KBOO at the Clinton. This month, we'll screen the film Urban Roots on Thursday, September 13th at 7 p.m. Urban Roots is a documentary that tells the story of the emergence of urban farming in Detroit.
They really not getting out and seeing what's going on out in the city of Detroit, because me tell you, if they did, man, all the stuff they talking about up there wouldn't mean nothing.
This growing movement of urban farmers is changing the way people think about food and life in Detroit. Again, that's a film screening of the documentary Urban Roots, Thursday, September 13th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast provided by Angel's Donuts and Ice Cream, located on 2805 Northeast Alberta Street in Portland, serving donuts and ice cream every day. Lunch provided